The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Good evening. The show begins tonight, and my concern for the fact advanced by Rose Guttmiller in Foreign Affairs and other publications that perhaps in 2022, unclear as to what the exact date is, Vladimir Putin consulted with China, India, the United States, his own military staff to determine whether or not he should use a non-strategic nuclear weapon, that's a kiloton nuke, on the battlefield in order to prevent a rout at the Kherson province by Ukrainian counterattackers. This is all new information 4 years later. Why 4 years later? The Biden administration, the Trump administration, Narendra Modi, no one bothered to tell the public. In other words, the adversaries all knew, but the public didn't. Why not? What are we going to do with the information except for make it part of our calculations for voting? We went to the polls in 2024. The presumption is that Vice President Harris had that information, did not share it. The fact that a nuclear weapon could be used in anger in Ukraine during a war that quite clearly is a surrogate battlefield for the two sides, the Russian and the NATO, the Russian and the U.S. I use the example of Jack Kennedy and how he told the American people how dangerous the Cuban Missile Crisis was on television, broadcast right to them. We've not heard anything from two presidents in a row about this. Then a discussion about Gaza and the 98% of the Gazans who are under the control of the gun, Hamas gun, who controls the food and the water still. The Board of Peace is not separating them. Why? The Board of Peace says that the predicate for their enforcement is that Hamas must disarm. That is not happening. That's not going to happen unless they're disarmed. The Board of Peace has not resolved anything. Doesn't have a lot of money. Doesn't have a timeline. And then a conversation in all directions, everywhere, mostly about the Middle East and the changing map, and the Strait of Hormuz. You begin the day, it's open, the end of the day, it's closed, then again, reverse. Now the two sides, the U.S. and Iran, are exchanging missiles and drones. To what end? I have no idea. Pounding sand is noisier. Well, I'm not here to preach about the war. We all can see it's a no-win contest. Breaking the economics of 90 million people isn't going to win a war. If anything, the record says that it makes the people attached to their government and sterner stuff. We'll see. Conversation about all aspects of the Middle Eastern war. Bridget Toomey brings a report on the funeral in Iraq of the former head Ayatollah Najaf, was one of the cities they stopped in, the huge crowds. Everybody was there, including all the enemies from Iraq and Iran and the whole region. The enemy showed up. The U.S. wasn't present, to my knowledge. Maybe an agent working for the U.S. Then a conversation, a good conversation about Hamas and where they are with regard to the Iranian launch of a new war, or if that's what we're in. Is Hamas going to be turned on? Is Hezbollah going to be turned on? Syria, the Houthis. The Houthis took a missile, we believe, from Saudi Arabia earlier in the day, and now they're firing back. There's much more to the show. I include the table of contents here. After a weekend of violence, there are all kinds of stories that go in many directions. Bob Zimmerman is also here, and we have a fun time mocking the civil service in London, Whitehall, who can't seem to get a spaceport built. Everybody's tried, but nobody's gotten a booster off one of their spaceports yet. There's an opportunity coming up. We'll see if it works. The base is called Saxaport. It's in the Shetland Islands. They're firing a commercial rocket from a German company. Good luck. Thank you for listening. Good night.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.